think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Good morning. It is 29th of May 2018, and it seems everybody is climbing Mount Everest. Earlier, there was some 57-year-old auntie, and now there is an Arunachal duo which went without Sherpas. Next, there will be a dog, a hen, a sheep, and a cow. But the hero of the day was the Malian migrant hero that scaled a Paris building to save a child dangling from a balcony. Well, unlike the Everest climbers, the migrant now has a new citizenship and a job. What is one man's fashion is another man's fight. Bringing you stories in fashion and the unfashionable, we are here with today's editorial. And crisscrossing and turning opinions and facing the heat yesterday was neither the Prime Minister nor Rahul Gandhi. But this achievement was unlocked by the EVMs, or the electronic voting machines, which stopped working in crucial bipole elections, especially in places that are very crucial for BJP to win. Uttar Pradesh's Kairana, where BJP is trying to retain the Lok Sabha seat against a united opposition in a communally charged election. And then there is UP's Nurpur assembly seat, which has become another high-stake election in the state after a shock defeat suffered by the BJP during the earlier by-elections for Gorakhpur and Phulpur Lok Sabha seats, the first vacated by UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. Polling for Palghar and Bandara Gondia Lok Sabha seats in Maharashtra, the BJP is fighting its strange ally Shiv Sena at one, is pitted against Congress-supported NCP in the other, was also marred by instances of alleging malfunctioning of EVMs and voter verifiable paper audio audit trial, or the VVPATs. Now, the election commission has failed to come up with a convincing argument. It says it is the heat wave and mishandling by the staff that has led to it. First of all, this is not the first time that these machines are being used in peak May. Until yesterday, they had not stopped working due to the heat. Secondly, the machines reportedly stopped working as early as 7 a.m., which is not really time for heat. EC, which is already appearing to have shed its neutral skin, must come up with a thorough plan to regain confidence in the machines, the election process, and also itself, because if all things go as planned, the general elections are tentatively scheduled for May next year. While the EC has assured that a re-poll will be ordered in a few booths if necessary, but for now, the EVMs may have done their trick. And if you are in Delhi, a power crisis is brewing because of shortage of coal, and it will catch up with Delhi just like water crisis has caught up with North India's most visited hill state for the last 8 days. Things in Shimla have become so bad that the water of last resort, that residents of some area in the suburb were forced to fetch water from local cremation ground on the bypass road on Sunday. They had not got water from the sixth day, and many felt that it was better to get it from the dead rather than dying of thirst. And while we are on climate change, sensing change in the political climate, BJP is back to its parent to take support and also get themselves re-evaluated. It was report card day. Amit Shah and five other BJP ministers had to go and report and be reviewed at the RSS headquarters, or the 10 Janpath of BJP, where they met senior leader of the RSS Suresh Soni and others like Ram Madhav et al. So much for remote control Sarkar. Today's discussion will be on the finance ministry and Subramanian Swamy has already scaled up attacks on his arch nemesis within BJP, Arun Jaitley. Today morning, setting things on fire, he said, "Today the finance ministry has become a fire brigade situation. Its job was to formulate the policy structured on one objective of achieving 10% year GDP. Second priority for full employment and globalizing agriculture. Third strategy of incentives such as IT abolition and low interest rates." Well, the first joke is that the RSS will get to judge. The economists, mathematicians and the highly educated policymakers will now get to judge the copies of students probably smarter than the judges themselves. So don't be amazed with what the results will hold. And talking about results, a day before the start of the assembly session, the Tamil Nadu government yesterday ordered the State Pollution Control Board to seal and permanently close Vedanta's copper plant in Tuticorin following last week's protest in which 13 people were killed in police firing. Soon after the order was issued, district officials sealed the copper smelter unit premises and pasted the order on the main site. The plant has been permanently closed. The company called the closure an unfortunate development and said it will study the order and decide on the future course of action. And to this day, neither the Prime Minister nor the Union Minister in charge have said a word about the 13 people that have died. And finally, some good news regarding the heat wave. Private weather forecasting company SkyMet in its forecast said that monsoon would hit the Kerala coast on 28 May. As monsoon-like conditions have arrived over Kerala, although the India Meteorological Department or the IMD, the country's official weather forecaster, waited till today to make a prediction for its arrival today. And with that, let's move on to our international news segment where we start with football. It is transfer season, though all eyes were on the players or managers. No one thought that the owner of Chelsea, the Russian Jewish billionaire Roman Abramovich, who found himself without a visa to Britain, took Israeli citizenship on Monday and will move to Tel Aviv in Israel under the law of return. Now, Mr. Abramovich, who is 51 years old, would be the richest person in Israel. His UK investor visa reportedly expired some weeks ago, but the British government has refused to comment on his individual case. And on to our last news. A publicity stunt at a conference about blockchain technology in China saw an actor impersonate Mao Zedong. Zhu Guoxiang imitated Mao by wearing a grey suit and speaking in his Hunan accent at the Baowao Blockchain Forum for Asia in Hainan Province. Now, China's law prohibits using the names and images of party leaders for commercial purposes. The event's organizers were forced to apologize for the stunt. That is all that we have for you for today. Stay hydrated and have a productive day ahead. Until tomorrow, goodbye from TakeApart.in.
A t-shirt and jeans, mac and cheese. Some things in life are an obvious match, like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services, the number one choice for independent advisors. The difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Learn why at Schwabvious.com.